vaan sieltä tuntuu ajan nähdä. Aiheuttaa sitten mahdollista. Hän liittyy sellaista. Scriptures tells us a lot of scientific data in the scripture language. Those of us understand what they are really trying to say. Very few of us. I visit the sins on the experience of the third and fourth generation. And whenever the individual comes to a point of realization, wants to break free from that particular pattern. He's on the verge of coming to this. He really has to come to this. Break the card of the drop it to fight on the floor and put it on the card. We either hear of it then, or we are brought into the presence of the Guru, of that Guru, which also will deal with by seeing God, so by the same lineage, you can shift the mind of mantra or initiation technique, handicap, that one, begins to change. We have the same thing with the child relationship. Also, we are other people. We can treat one individual by affinity of self. That's it. The person next to you can consider your brother or your sister if they have the same faith and balance in your system. But if you're the same, by God's trust, you can alter the balance. This is true because we are all one. And also, if that God's biography is real, you can do it. Swami never questioned the boy's body, merely because Swami had been questioning the law of the Arcana Christ, and took the topic as a practice. And in a few minutes, the boy tried to help Swami unmarried. Now, the boy was not really Swami's innovation for now, just not even being. Yet he's dying simply because he gave to him the bucket of quick money and called it Lago Mook. And Swami replied by saying, "Ah, prophet, don't you realize your life and my life are one?" Only I realize it in the atoms. Steps what we can heal the boy, which is a universal problem. This is intended for this, because the quick line was only for the plan. By virtue of our medical. The person we have are not the same. The boy is really, and then the boy is illness is karma. We are drawn to people to be helped, or we are drawn to them for help. And once we understand that this is going on, nobody believes anyone. We understand that the law is going on all the time. And we can effect changes by several techniques once we understand how it's going on. How this elemental law works. Then we can effect changes in our environment. One of the techniques normally used is chemical to change the imbalance. And the simplest chemical method would be diet. and the basic model for the size of the fully efficient system. The next method is electrical. We can reverse the electrical polarity in the balance and restore balance. Or we can perform basic methods by removing the organ. Or we can perform expression methods by using fingers. Or we can insert objects into the body and cause stimulation incorrectly enough. Or we can look at the area of the body with the eye. Correctly enough. Or we can breathe upon the object and correct it. Or we can go into kinetic line of force, fourth dimensional box, and correct it. Or we can also do what is called contact, like talking. We can think of the line. There are many techniques to deal with the body. To restore balance, as in terms of fitness, physical health, physical health, physical spirituality. Spirituality is not a holy and a healthy. The Eastern sages did not teach healing. Neither did they teach running away from sin. They taught preventive measures. Maintaining the internal balance and their balance, utilizing the maximum potential of the spirit. Then the five element law, the parent child, is one of the basic starting points, because we all come here in some form, be it God. We have a starting point. We have a bond and a union. And the commandment is simply honor thy parents, that thou may live long in the land. Live long in the land. That's the promise. And what is the purpose of this law? Where is this law valid? How come this law is valid to guarantee honor, appearance, living longer life? Unless we're all connected at some point. And we have to be connected at some point. At first, we can walk at court. There is no way we can break this cycle of generation. We can recycle it. We can cause an internal feedback to occur. The relief of the stresses occurs during breakfast. You cannot up and cut the light. We are never separated. We are all one. And because we are all one, sooner or later, we are going to realize one basic thing. And that is, we have to love one. The more you are aware of the five element law and its ramifications, the more you will realize the fact that you are not. Now, first person is really recognize yourself. And you may kid yourself that you're hurting somebody. But we can prove it to you pretty fast. A monster accident thing and then balance it on the car, what physical trait and one of the car is enough to give you proof that you didn't hurt nobody with your Many of us have brothers and sisters, daughters and sons. All of us have this. Now, in your mind, it's difficult to break the image of a parent being smaller than you, because the parent is before you. In the five element law, there is no way that a child will come ahead of the parent. Parent is first, child is second. And in the movement of the ninth generation, the one ahead is parent and the one behind is child. So each one in turn is a child and a parent. You're a parent, you're a child. You're a parent, you're a child. You're a parent, you're a parent. Inside of the human body, all the elements are flawed. Inside of the human body, all the elements are flawed. They have to work with each other. It's not possible to make them fight each other. They have to work, otherwise we have an imbalance. Therefore, that's what we want to do. Is fire stronger than earth? If fire touches the earth, do you think it can burn them?
No, the earth puts fire out.
The earth puts fire out. So from the point when the arrow is pointed, you recognize the weakness of the force. The one who attacks has come to now, has lost his ground. He who attacks has lost his ground. The principle of life is this. He who strikes is the weakest. By the pointing of the arrow, you automatically recognize there is no element that is stronger by striking. It automatically shows you. Now, if you can recognize this, you recognize your basis of your enemy. You recognize the basis of your relationship with your parents and child. And then you recognize why it is back and forth. We have five zones in our body. I mean, we rate them by zone 1 being the big 2, zone 2 being the second, radius the third 2, fourth is the fourth 2, five is the last 1. Two. And they're all set up within the element, the compass. And we notice we have some of them repeating themselves. There is one of them that only repeats itself once. One. That's because they were so. One, and what element is that? Mm-hmm. It's an element. Look at your hand. What do you observe by body language? What do you observe?
By itself.
Not by itself. So one is an element, all is by itself, and that's ether with a contract. The four are always together. When you pull the fingers like that, you have one hand for a very weak. Then you do this. You don't have one. Why do they say that's the problem? You don't have one. This law cannot be accurate. If this one is missing. And you notice this is the outer ring, it's not on the inner ring. on the ring of fourth generation. It initiates action. It's on the outer ring. The one on the inner ring, you notice something about it? We have a negative 5 on the inside. And we have 2 3s. That's zone 5 and zone 3. Then we have zone 2, repeating itself twice. So zone 2 is what? Zone 2 is air. Zone 5 is what? Earth. And zone 3 is fire. Power. Go over those same elements and see their power. Fire, air, earth. Fire, air, earth. What would make them strong? Water. Where is the water? Outside, it helps generate the action. You can't be on the inside.
What do you mean, what would make them strong?
By themselves, fire, air, and earth, they're not strong. The fire will blaze and use up the air, and the earth in turn will destroy the fire. And the earth by itself without water will strong this part. Dehydrate. Together they are not complicated. They need one ingredient to make them complicated. And the ingredient is on the outside. Water.
The outside
outer ring
is acting.
Yeah.
Action.
Yeah. Now on the outer ring, what do we notice? Again we see 5 plus and minus in color. And that again is the earth element. We're dealing in the earth level. We are earthing. And we have ether on the outside. Some currents are on the outside now. So earth and air, earth and sun, or ether, go together. The earth has to move in space in the ether to survive. And we have water that nourishes it. But you know, we have 2 waters. So we know on the earth already, on the other level, we have more water, more nourishment than that. That's what it has. There's always that on the earth. 3/4 of the earth is what? And 1/4 is on this. So in the cycle of generation, which maintains itself, the feedback. But then we have 1/2 outside. And that's what? Air. So what have we got now on the outside? Ether, air, water. What is missing? Fire. Is fire beneficial or fire detrimental? Yeah. Fire would be detrimental in the outer. So, in the cycle of generation, if your passions are too overloaded, you can't get destructive. If your head gets too hot, you blow up. So, you can't have fire in the cycle of generation. You can't have it. Consciousness down together. We've got anger, strength, and quality ties. Quality ties to the fire element. We draw fire. We draw heat. Just like the boy, the dial was important because it couldn't prove the strong of faith. He gave him a bucket of light. I told him to do it. Black and blue. The guy that brought it immediately. The five elements allow them to work. God doesn't punish nobody. There's nobody sitting in a throne there vindictively handing us back what we developed. The five element law is set up. That's what forces are set up. He's not designed that set up. So give us that exactly as we have to do. So as we saw, really, as we saw, that is up to us. And we alone are responsible for our shop and our strategies. Can't pass it on. If you are a child of God, why would you want to pass it on? Then accept your godness. And your godness is not evil. Your godness is synchronization with the one. It's the divine will, living by the divine law. This is why it's called precept, predetermined. And you flow with it. If you couldn't understand it in your early growth in your genetic thinking, coming up with your spiritual life, until you enter the opening up of the eye, okay? And when you look at the eye, it's involved in the five elements, or the 500 stars, or 600 stars. Because the six gates of the earth. That's the point too. Curtis comes home to Ruth. It seems very, very harsh. There seems to be no mercy, no compassion. But do you realize it's the most merciful and most compassionate thing to ever be diagnosed with? There is no greater principle to man than the difference of compassion versus fear than the five elements of God. That each one of us can be the one who is the highest. The highest part of the world is the highest part of the world. There is no other part of the world that has to stand in the middle. And when you stand on your own 2 feet, what have you done? You are the epitome of the five element law in the time of the world. You have the moral fiber of the whole universe. That is why when we hear of a problem between people, between spirit and child, we always look into that deeper in the relationship and try to work it back. Correct. What are these problems? And it's one of love, not fear. Our egos are hurt many times because adults or our peers are like Goliaths when we're born, you know. And we're like David. But the Bible says that the little pipe marked on the big giant, Jonathan Jackson, and Shot. Well, take a slingshot and see a snake. You ever seen a slingshot? What does it look like? It's two strings, a little backing, and you put a stone in it. If you're alert now, what element of law did David use in that song of the land? What force did he use? Through his ear, yes. And the stone is what? Right, and that is stone what? Now, five and two is what? Seven. David was a fully realized
initiate.
He was a fully realized initiate. He knew the five elements law. So what was David so interested in? Because he found a little guy who picked up the head. So you like to believe it.
They're a lot behind the scriptures. You can take a slingshot and knock down a bear to knock it on his nose.
Like, what's the fellow from Tennessee shot?
But we are seeing subtle laws at work that make themselves manifest in the material world. There are a lot of subtle laws behind that are responsible for other worlds, death, grief. Phenomenal place of subtle laws. The five element law is the highest one, yes?
Five element law.
A nickel
and to lead the United States of America. What is this money? And look on the other side. What does it represent? What does it mean? Huh?
One is unity. Out of many, there is one or unity. Now, the five element law can be best put this way. Master Jesus said, a house divided cannot stand. Right? But a house united, it will work. Right. A house united will stand forever. The five element law is the law of unity, or the unitive movement of life. Five primal forces that the Creator started the whole universal manifestation with by keeping them in a state of unity. Out of the many came one, and that one is unity. The principle of the five elements of is unity. It tends to point to you all the time that to maintain a spiritual balance within yourself, you must live what type of life? A unitive life. Now, remember Jesus said, I and my Father are two. Huh? Oh, one! How come? How do you get this oneness? What is oneness? Oneness is unity. Right here. I and my Father are one. See? Scriptures don't go off, science doesn't go off, they all agree. They agree in unity, balance. So, the balance, or the five element law, is just indicating how to balance the forces, how to keep these five forces in unity and harmony all the time. Now, each one of these things are balancing themselves out. If air threatens water, air is weak. If earth threatens ether, earth is weak. If water threatens fire, water is weak. And if fire threatens earth, fire is weak. Anytime it threatens, water is not stronger than fire. Fire will boil the air and make it into steam. But it's not stronger than earth. Earth will outlive it pretty fast. We appear to think that they're seeing water thrown on fire without the fire. The water can boil away, it can dehydrate, it can constantly whatever the material the fire is burning with, you add water, it can ignite the water, or ignite that fire more too, the fire can split up. Let's say you have an oil fire, or a gasoline fire, you pour water, whatever. It spreads, you feed it. So we know that it's threatening, make it weak. Five element law is exact. You can't find a phenomenon, let alone a particular action or input, that doesn't fall within the five element law. Yes? If you don't establish the zones, how are you going to know how to work it? You got to know where the zones are. You have to know what the zones are. And you have to know where they are. All right, then do you know where they are in the body? All right. If you know where they are in the body, then you have to know how they relate to the element. When you know how the element and the zone are working, then you can now correct imbalances by understanding which is threatening which. All right, let's go back to zone 5. Let's take zone 5. If it's threatened by zone 3, well, run your line. Take your finger and run right up to zone 3. Go right up. Find an organ along zone 3. That goes right to zone 3. Your stomach, right? It's in zone 3. Now if that threatens your zone 5, now which organ is in the zone 5 area? No. Liver. So if your stomach threatens your liver, what can happen?
You can lay it down, just kidding.
You put food in your mouth, it goes into your stomach, and it's impure food or it's bad food, what will it do to your liver? You get hepatitis, right? So you think it's a liver fault? What is that fault? Your stomach is at fault, so the doctor cuts off your liver to cure your stomach, that is at fault. Wonderful cure, huh? And then they say, wrong diagnosis, send the patient back. And successful operation, patient dies. Man, I'll tell you, it's so comical when you begin to understand that the five element law could have shown them a long time ago where their mistake was. It's only now, since we begin to understand the electrical pathways of the human body, that we're discovering many of the major mistakes in medical psychology by judging an organ's behavior as a threatening action disease. Imbalance itself. We are slowly waking up. I've been grouped in some of our observations. Until we understand the five elements law, we want to make a lot of mistakes. We're just trying to point out how this law is working all the time, regardless if we understand it or we don't understand it. But the results are always there. It's resolving itself mathematically. This is the amazing thing about it. This is a very just, merciful law. Some people like to call it the law of karma, but I just call it. Yes? Yes, but we're not coming into that. We're entering now what is called the psychoaction of the elements. We're not talking about that.
What I think I need to understand what you were talking about, David. And the combination was earth and air. Well, why did you center on zone 5?
You took a solid mass and moved it to air to knock down what?
No.
But did Goliath threaten him as mass or Goliath threaten him as what? The word Goliath don't necessarily mean the individual. We have a Goliath all the time when we wake up every morning. It's called pollution. It's threatening the whole world. And we are like little David dying for this. Sooner or later we gotta puncture a hole in it and release it. You see? It's something that is hovering. And you wanna bring it down.
Because he was hitting that mass made it stronger.
No, he didn't make it stronger.
No, I mean you had two twos. Two earths. Yeah.
The slingshot is two strings. One, two, to represent two. The band and the stone inside. And you hold it and you spin it out. So it has to have positive and negative and neutral. Because the stone is in the tongue, which is neutral, and the two strings are spinning right up. Then he has to release it. You never two string shot?
Yeah.
I don't mean this type.
No, I don't get that either.
This one is different.
You
gotta let this one. Otherwise, it's not going to be able to get my government law is very accurate. You don't let go, you'll come right back in your own head and hit you exactly where you intended to hit that man. That's exactly where you intended to hit your life. You can see.
Stars.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Because that's where you're supposed to see the five pointed stars. That's a very deep symbology. David was a great initiate in this way. Anyway.
Why did you choose Earth over A? I'm still having a life.
Well, could he take air and blow down the light?
No.
Then that's proof it. But is air stronger than Earth? Take a look. Why is air that strong than Earth? You're thinking in terms of weight, and so I'm talking in terms of crippling effect. They seem to be compatible. The Earth don't threaten the air, and the air don't threaten the Earth. They're all going together. We're following the perfect movement. Air is here. The elevator. We're talking about the elevator. We're not talking about the zone. Oh, now you recognize what we're talking about. Air is the element. These are the zones. The numbers are the zones. So the air doesn't threaten the Earth. The element doesn't threaten. The zones are the ones that may have the problem. But the actual element is not threatening. The actual element is a child of the Earth. That's the spirit of him all the time. It's falling behind. It means cared. So it's not threatening. They're all working in harmony. It's all in unity. But it's in the zones we have the problem. So it's in your zones you've got problems. As an apparent child, you don't go and work on the brain for a long time to correct the problem. You will find out the child is over here is sick or ailing. And the parent can actually tell where the ailing is occurring. Now, you can go in the same zone on the parent and touch that spot and see that same response there. And you can relieve it. This is what we're trying to help you to realize it. When you've got an ache and a pain in one part of your body, rest assured in one part of your body, not the body or something. Now, here's a good way if you don't like to do it. And you've got an ache and a pain. Let's reverse the role. Let you be mother and they be the child. Take a stitch in that part. You see how it used to be in their shoes. Just hope that's better. Act just like mother house. Just smack. Right, you were doing certain things because you will see the mother acting as a child, and what will you suddenly mature in mind like a mother. So the reason is that suddenly you become ultra concerned for the behavior of the child. If the child is going to cross over the road and a car is going to stop, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You get hot. Now reverse the road. You're a child and the mother yanked you over the road. Why are you yanking the mother? You don't know why mother yanked you over the road. But reverse the road. So you become mother and not she becomes a child. And you yank her over the road. You see how the role of concern has changed? Simply because you are reversing the cycle.
You're working with her mouth.
Yeah, but they're not using her wings to fly. That's why you can't fly higher than her. She's always first. In other words, one is always ahead of the other. It's the level of frustration that differs between mother and child. See, she never, you're never going to be older than her. You're never going to have the rationale of common sense like her. But you will have a higher tolerance of frustration. That is possible. She can also have a high level of frustration prior to recycling. But after recycling, you can have a higher level of frustration, a higher tolerance of frustration. This is what we call mommy and mother. That's the difference. Why we can face our parents, because the level of frustration is changed now. See, the term is honor thy parents. Honor means rising above problems and getting a foothold of the quality and then capable of coping with the situation. Until then, you're not your mentor. You got another problem too. As soon as you start facing the parents, or locking horns with them, you will discover how you can pick people up. You never know how you can pick people up good enough not to pick them up. Because you're a type of leader. Interesting phenomenon. Yet the parents want the child to go beyond the parent in any endeavor. Because the parent has already programmed itself into thinking, I don't want this for my child, I want something better. So the parent told himself, well, good. My father had been, therefore my son would eat corn meat or corn flakes. That kind of rationale they have. This is what we do to ourselves. We program ourselves into corners. And then we have problems or imbalances. Then we have to correct it. How are we going to correct it? Are we wishing it to? Can't do it. Well, that's good. Now, if we have a problem, let's say we have a problem in zone 2 in the earth element.
How are you going to relieve it? Hey, how? So one burp said to the other burp, you're going to come up together. Come up with me and say, hot air. Your cover is not open, please. Body language, mudra, nothing new, but the very funny phenomenon is there. One burp said to the other burp, come up and be with me, a hot air. Or go down and become a... air! The same problem in zone 2. Would need the element and would need the zone close to it. So number 3, which is it? Zone next to it. And the heat element. So if you press now, if you got gas, where would you press the relief? No one? Three. Now if you have a brother or a sister or a mother or a daughter or a son, and they have the problem, where would you press the gas? Three, because it's cyclic. Now, if you press, if you got a gas, it's zone two. Is it necessarily your gas or your problem? Not necessarily. It just can be cycling out from a brother, a sister, a mother, a daughter, or a father. You still can press and treat and relieve them, whoever is triggering it. Some of us wake up some day in the week and feel sensations all over the body. Not their particular sensations, but something that is sending. Simply because there's a feedback, a collective feedback of the unity of all things. Do you remember in the autobiography of a yogi? Mahiri Mayasha said, I am drumming off the coast of Japan in many bodies. What was he talking about? The five element law, it's not collective consciousness. Those are big words by Jung. The five element law of fire, earth, air, water, they're all connected science. So he was feeling these forces flowing through him. And how is he going to help him? They are drumming where? In water! They're drumming in Japan! Off the coast of Japan, but in water! You're the first person. So, if these people were drumming off the coast of Japan, then what would be happening to his water element? He would feel that the sensation of drumming is going on in him, in that particular zone, where he would be feeling it, and it would be where? You ever come close to drumming? Somebody must push you over in a pool that
can't
swim. You
can't breathe.
You can't breathe. So the next thing would be what?
Lungs.
Air. No, because good if you want air. So the zone you will pick how to help those individuals who are drowning would to help them have more air so that they can survive long enough for somebody to pick them up before they actually go under. Like I keep them. This is a universal law. If you understand it, the things I do, you will also do the things I do. But understand it alone. You have no fear. Why is this? You have to know the zone. And you can actually use what you have to do. Because what is grace? Grace are those good things that come your way that you have for by the system. So if you are dropping and you didn't fully drop it, then you still didn't do it. Somebody has to execute up here, some way, a form of grace to come to. And if you say God is, yes, God is, what do we try? It's just only reversed acting. Now, there was a man in the autobiography of a yogi that was supposed to be told us. The boy of 70 years old, you know, one of them, somewhere around 70 years old, and he was drunk. And all of a sudden, what happened? He saw a light. Thank you.
supposed to be charged. And the day can understand that I am not in for you. But you will come, and you give yourself a cup, and go forward to worship. Here's that light. The blue gate. Then you're at a point giving up of what you take another soul. We pray that the Almighty God is like the voice of the room saying that he can come. Next day he went to the meeting. And this meeting was from the room of Amir. Put it in for the month, please follow the description. Next to the station. Put you up for this. Then what could you do? And here is that. Now is when we begin to live close to the law, very, very hard. All is good.
Realized that souls were drowning off Japan, did he respond in terms of the ether?
They're drowning in what element?
Water.
What would they need?
Air.
So what would he respond with? Then he didn't breathe for a few seconds, you know.
cut down his heart. Breathlessness is godliness.
Is that like fasting and the effect on those who cannot have food?
Yes.
Because it's one of the same law. Breathlessness is godliness and fasting is godliness. You are giving a part of that which the almost cannot give to back. He can do without eating, so you fast for him. You give him the strength to do without eating. That's something to do. He can survive without breathing, then you give him the breath by not breathing. So that he may survive a little long for something to take. Someday he's going to pay the price back. He's getting the grace simply because somebody felt it and released it. How is he going to pay it back? Huh? Yeah, but he's going to pay it back in a very easy way. Then he hurts somebody and then he's suffering with pain. Start asking forgiveness. And it's pain for effect. Every time you feel pain or ache and you don't know why, who are you asking forgiveness for? Who are you crying for forgiveness for? Why do you say God forgive me? Why do you suddenly start pining and whining? See, how have you noticed this? Forgiveness is one way of getting it to go back or to release it. So what did Jesus say on the cross? Alright, can you imagine for one moment if he didn't say that on the cross, what would happen to the five elements law? You sure better go back into him? Because he would have died with a vindictive consciousness. You can't hurt someone and they not feel any pain, master, like not some degree. But their vindictiveness don't have to come out. So they, by virtue of their realization, they can ask forgiveness for your ignorance to relieve them of their vindictive nature that is basically natural to themselves. You think yourself just go along like that and don't want to strike back? When somebody aggravates you, why don't you hit them right away? Simply the law don't allow you to do it. Because they may sue you for assault and battery. Uh-huh. We've been programmed from this.
Yes.
So that we learn something better. So we got to know how to work it.
Yes.
Now we got to understand forgiveness. Forgiveness is a very deep principle. It balances out this law all the time. It makes this law of existence worthwhile living. Life is only worthwhile living as long as you can forgive. Otherwise it's not worth living. And you don't need to be a stupid person. Even God forgives us. There is no condemnation in the Father. And unto the Son is given the power to forgive sin. So when the Jews heard Jesus forgive sin, they said he did what?
Blaspheme.
But they didn't understand it. He has the 35,000 law. So, life is only worth living as long as you can forgive. Otherwise, there's nothing there to be living for. If you can't forgive nothing, you think you have it all to yourself. But because you can forgive, that puts you back in proper perspective with the law. Even the criminal who commits a crime, what does the court, when he appeals to the governor for a reprieve in the last minute? It's a form of forgiveness. And even if you abolish capital punishment, it's a form of forgiveness. Man can be ultra vindictive to his fellow man. It's not natural. Because vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Only the creative impulse has the power to be vindictive. And even the creative power, with all its power, does not act vindictively. It acts within a just, merciful function by virtue of interaction.
So you see, there is no distinction between grief. So he shouldn't go around saying, why me, why sin and suffering, why this guy with a broken leg, why not me, and all these things, mother and daughter, child. There's a very subtle law, very well balanced, working all the time to keep everything. Okay. Only people who never played any personality in all their writings and all their things and all their prayers is the American Indian, they call it Great Spirit. And then they call it Great Spirit or something. Or magic. Only their writings show a complete impersonalism. Every other writing in the world, there is the business of parent and child relationship. Now, in the Indian writings of North America, from the Akkadian records, there is no child relationship between spirits, only parents or sisters. But they have motherhood. Father, son, brother, and so on. And all these are servants of the Spirit. Interesting how their cosmology is similar. But it's dealing as the five element law. Great Spirit is the ether, right? And sun is fire. And earth. And water is brother, a sister, and wind or air is brother. So you see the five elements again. Great Spirit is ether, the one in the whole moon. Now I said that when an arrow is pointing to an element, what is it doing to the element? Shutting it. Right. Therefore, it is stronger or weaker?
Weaker.
Weaker. We got that clear? Are we all in agreement? I don't see. Are we in agreement? That when it threatens another, it's weaker. Good. Now let's see some interesting. Yeah.
What do you mean threatened?
Look at the diagram and see where the star is pointing and what the star is look like, what the lines look like. Like an arrow, a point, the arrow is threatening the element away from it. You never point the arrow to yourself.
I missed the one lecture before I have an answer to the question. Is this a lecture that is taught in?
Excuse me just a minute. Nancy Jones is coming by. There's a thin person in the hospital in an emergency condition. So would you do that prayer, you know, the healing prayer when she comes back? Well, when she comes, well, then we'll know what she's here for. I'm going to leave. I'll be gone in 2 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Is this the same basic principle as taught in acupuncture, and Chinese acupuncture, where the relationship of the various elements in the yin yang.
Yeah.
Okay, then I know where to look in my books.
But you'll find it's a little different.
Yeah, I know it's a little different, but that's what I thought you had here. And I wanted to know what I
can do. It's only a little different. The five element law that we're talking about includes the acupuncture of five elements. The arrow that is pointing away is the one that is threatening. And therefore, the one that is threatened is the strongest, and the one that is threatening is the weakest. Now, you want to see how this works out? Let's go back to World War II. We have a very classical example of the effect of the five element law.
Matthew Jones. You got the message with him. Practical example of how the five element laws work. In 1945 war, or World War II, who was doing the trapping? Alright. Okay. And what happened? Right. So, they came under what is practical cosmic law. The practical cosmic reaction. You recognize it? He who trembles is the weakest. That's the basic law of the five elements, from the law of control. You cannot control anybody when you tremble. Because you automatically become weak. And anytime you tremble, you do the most foolish thing. You try to swing with your thundy punch. And after that you got something for the windy punch. The person who can stand the impact of the first punch has you on the run when you recoil by reflex law. Because you push them out to a point where by virtue of swing force, comes back like a pendulum on the boomerang. You ever see a boomerang? What it does? It swings back twice as strong. If you push against the wall like this, the other side, that's against the door, and keep on your hand. So that, like, you fly right up to the end. The same principle. You can't trust and expect to control. The person who holds his ground has more control. If you hit a person in the jaw here, he has a choice of striking the back or turning the jaw. But you don't know what he may do. He may do both. He turn his jaw and then he hits you. So when he hits you, you've got a much of. So we have the same principle in the line of force. Now, what we're trying to establish, how do we use this law to work in therapy? Most of us have this problem with our parents. Did man sin or God set up the way for man to sin? That man is to pay or God set it up to man to disobey?
Man threatened because he was weak.
Huh?
Man threatened because he was weaker.
Who did he trust? I want you to go back to the scripture. My relevant law must balance out. It can't come up with and don't take into consideration every known concept. It takes every concept into consideration. Because we know of, that we can find a written literature that will fall under the five element law. Or five pointed star. Did God set up for man to disobey? Or did man disobey by trusting God? But remember it said, he who trusts first is the weakest. When you give your free choice, you automatically trip. You automatically made yourself weak.
He didn't take a selfie. He gave you free choice. But then your free choice, you automatically, we all automatically threaten the equated principle by power of free choice. The same way when a child is cut from the symbolic cord, we automatically threaten the existence of the field. When we become an individual and severed from our unity with the life stream, we threaten. We are a threat. We threaten the very soul. That's what the feedback is. Therefore, if God set up for man to disobey by giving him free choice, man threatens the God soul. That's how common. The creation always threatens the creator. What a prudent is that? The man who made this up is threatening the idea that he has reached the presence of the creator. What a prudent is that? The man who made this up is threatening the idea that he has reached the end of his life.
The man who created this object, article, as soon as he finished with it, what did this object do to him?
Exhausted him. To a certain extent, it exhausted him.
And therefore, it
destroyed him.
Yeah. All right.
The next one, And how about it made him rich?
No, it's right. It's been a trap. It's a point of humility.
Maybe.
So, every time we go from our base, our we're trapping.
You're just saying we become unbalanced.
Right, but that's a trap. It's a definite trap. And the very first thing we're threatening is threatening the lifestyle. That's the thing that is threatening most of us. That is where the basic shock is in most of us. When the lifestyle is threatened, when the life field is threatened. Once that is threatened, everything starts to crumble from your hands. So the Paragamana Sutta is saying, don't be in a position to trigger the threatening condition. Doing the will of the Lord.
Don't you know what that is?
By synchronizing with the five element law.
Yeah, but you're giving me one of those yogi answers.
No. Right now, what is the five element law in relation to you and your son and your father?
I don't know
you. You're a trustee to your son. In terms of he sees you as a father. Your father is a trustee to you, as you see him as a father. But as far as the son is concerned to the grandfather, there is no trust. Yeah, by being a father.
Just by being a father.
You will be a parent.
I thought
you want to see now how he's a threat to his father. Then I said that too. He's a threat to his son by being a father. I either trusted his father by being a son. So what have we got up here? We don't have just a parent. The parent is a child also. Isn't that what the law is saying in the Bible? While it's acting as a parent, it's acting like a child. There is a parent, but there is a child. But there is a parent, and that's a child. Same thing, we just call parents, we now call it child. By, get it? So, he's in the middle. His son is under him, his father is above him. So he would be in this position. His father would be here, and his son would be here. But at the same time, he is a child to his father, as much as his child is to him. You see, his son becomes a father to his son by being a head. It's always a head. The one a head is the one who's threatening, and is being threatened with him. You have to come. see. He is threatened. Air is threatened by ether, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
And air is threatening.
What?
But you have both on the threat and the threat.
But then why have we conceived of ether?
Once attacked, attack or being attacked.
In what way is air more powerful than ether, since it's being attacked by ether? Ether is space, among other things.
Tell me what I'm saying. Air is the space. Got it? Because here is a reality and space is not a reality. Every unit of space is occupied with that. Air! And air would be the medium for the electrical flow. So space don't exist as an actuality. Air exists as an actuality. If you have such a thing as empty space, it's empty only in terms of solid objects, but the viable objects that don't have to do with it. It's fully occupied.
Oh, and then ether is stronger than earth because earth has to have a place to be.
Right. So if you don't find a place to be, you can plug into one. The earth doesn't have enough place to move around. So plug into another object.
So this thing moves by positive force.
Outside of your body, on the surface of your skin, everything is at war with each other. There is no harmony here. From the surface of your skin, away out as far as you can imagine, we are all in war. Inside of the skin, back to the other side of the wall of the skin, that takes a chicken in your hand. That skin is outside of we can put out the balance. We can create the balance. But sooner or later, we want to restore the balance.
The balance? Any questions? Child is ill. Most of the time, we see the illness and we try to correct the illness in the child. This is our logical approach to illness. Saints come along and tell us there are no illnesses. Who is right? Is the saint lying or is the doctor right? Or is the doctor lying and the saint telling the truth? We got to establish something about it. Now, the saint says, physician, heal yourself. The doctor says, chemistry or any of these different methods will heal you. Who's telling the truth?
The doctor's not telling the whole truth.
Right, the doctor is not telling the whole truth, but the physician has to go with what he sees and observes. The saint is going by what he has experienced from within himself. Therefore, he doesn't need anything to bring about the balance. So he lives in a state of balance all the time. He has already brought himself in a state of balance. So everything he comes in contact automatically becomes what? Balance! You can't be out of balance in the presence of a saint. The only time you're out of balance is when you're not with him. That's why you long and wander and whine and all kind of things in your head.
again back to where the saint is, simply because he lives in the state of balance. Now, the saint is telling us that unless we understand these laws, we can't maintain balance. Now, the medical name for balance is known as homeostasis. That's the medical name for it. Homeostasis is that condition inside of you when everything outside of you is threatening you and does not disturb you inside. Now you know it as another way to be in the world and not of the world. You recognize homeostasis. That's what homeostasis is, to be in the world and not of the world. Scientifically, that perfect state inside of you that is balanced, that is threatened by anything outside of you, that does not disturb that balance inside of you, is considered homeostasis. So, if you wake up and see everything around you is crumbling and you aren't disturbed by it, there are three names for you. Absent-minded, hypnotized, or catatonic, or zombie. Or you're stone, you're cold. Yet, actually, you may say to them, no, I'm in the world and not of the world. I'm highly spiritual.
Up here you are for sure
again. Okay. See? No matter what you say, you are, they can try to prove you're not. So that's the problem with the situation. Let us get back to the basic thing that we're trying to establish. Why it appears that it's law is warranted by relevant law is important. We don't treat, we merely correct the imbalance by applying certain techniques to the mind field around us. That is badly true. That is what is happening all the time. Now, we have a choice to treat ourselves, to treat the child, so what do we pick? If a child is ill, to treat the child or to treat ourselves?
Treat yourself.
Yes. If you treat yourself, you'll get rid of the cause. If you treat the child, you get rid of the what? The effect. Right. So, now, the same law applies not only to a child, it applies to human being to human being. We are our brothers. But if we are our brother's keepers, we have to be child at one time. On the cycle of motion, on the cycle of generation, we have to be a child at one time. Simply because one brother is born in the same bloodstream and another human being is not born in the same family, is he not your brother? If the karmic principle is father, and the karmic principle is father, and human beings are offspring of this principle, what are human beings to each other? Therefore, we are, in essence, united. If we are united, then, if I hurt you, who do I really hurt? Good. Now, the relevant law is proving this as a reality. Now, how can we heal somebody or help somebody? By working upon ourselves. Now if you work on yourself, what happens to people around you?
You get the benefit out of it. You get better. You get the benefit.
Right.
Well, how can you recognize? How can you see that you're the cause of something
in
someone else?
Well, the first thing you see that when you meet them, they're in this state. 32 muscles spring. When you do something pleasant, two muscles working.
Well, it would be right then at that point, at that moment. affect that person, not miss them. Well then, wait a minute, you can be away from that person and still affect them.
And didn't Jesus demonstrate that same principle? By having it lost?
But if you're not totally conscious of it all the time, you can do all sorts of stupid things. Oh boy.
You're only going to be hurting yourself, you know. You're not going to hurt
yourself.
Oh, yeah. You're hurting yourself.
Well, you don't really conscious of what you're doing about it.
What you're saying then is that everybody who comes in contact with, we either affect, well, we are both affecting and being affected by.
Yes.
Everybody.
Right.
No matter how little or seldom you see them.
Yes. So then the law that you have to write down, is write it down. Out of sight, not out of mind. You know what people say, out of my sight, you're out of my mind. That's not possible. Out of sight is not out of mind. We are all linked to each other in mind. And we are linked, all visible, by life energy. Now, there is an interesting experience. And it's again based on the five element law. There is some instrument attached to an eggshell. Scientists were able to record when they cracked the shell of the egg to cook it. It cried like a baby chicken. Even though it is not fertilized. Now you see how far reaching this five element law is? These five elements are all there. You're not going to change. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, they're just the cycle of motion and control. Now imagine, again, scientists took a ship, a live ship, put it in boiling water, and a plant picks up the vibration, and a dog just about to come in the room after the live ship has been dead, and was given the message by the plant to the dog, and the dog growled at the man who threw the live ship into the bucket. Oh, boy, it was. He singled out the actual person, the growler. So the plant squealed. Because there are all of the elemental kingdoms. We love you, we love you. Oh, don't stop chanting, otherwise they will really take it up with us. You're going to chant? Let's see how this chant works. Stranger, there's a chant, I guess it relates to this whole thing. We love you, we love you, we love you. Are there elementals? We do.
And water and the ink of earth, we love you. I am present.
Let the whole thing up. One for you. See, here is the I am present. The other four, this is the I am present. We hold it together. The hand is not strong without this. Thumbs up for life, thumbs up for death. The I am.